Good morning, everyone. Reporting with WTNS News, I'm Corey Durbin. The Coshocton Visitors Bureau has recently received recognition for its marketing and advertising at the Ohio Travel Association's awards presentation. The CVB received Ruby Awards for the Three Rivers Wine Trail brochure, Three Rivers Wine Trail digital map, and email newsletter. Certificates of distinction were also earned for the 2018 Coshocton Visitor Guide and the top 10 ways the CVB is your partners in tourism direct mail insert. Executive Director Mindy Brehm says one of the CVB's goals for 2018 was to earn a Ruby Award. Manager Kelly Florian says the entered items of the CVB's work are used to create interest and excitement among visitors. Meanwhile, Florian has graduated from the Ohio Tourism Leadership Academy. The Ohio Tourism Leadership Academy is a six-month program designed to develop Ohio travel industry leaders. Programming explores travel and tourism's role in contributions to outdoor recreation and conservation, transportation, economic development, heritage, and historic preservation, as well as arts and culture. Sessions also focus on advocacy and media, including the year's class of 25 members. There are now 186 Ohio Tourism Leadership Academy alumni. Coshocton Visitors Bureau Director Mindy Brehm graduated from the program in 2017. Florian said she gained a wider insight that she'd never had if not for the class. Newcomerstown Council has approved the recommendation of its electric provider in order to move closer to government electric aggregation for the village. WTNS's Diane Coe has more.
Newcomerstown will be using the electric supplier Capital Energy for a 12-month term.
Capital Energy out of Westerville, they had a 12-month at 5389. So that's the lowest short-term deal we've talked about so far.
Scott Belcastro, principal with Treble Energy Services, council's contracted firm to scout prices for the village, says bids from electric companies were high right now, and Capital is best for short-term.
That we went out to bid 3 weeks ago, right about the start of this run-up, and through no fault of our own, this market has run up, and the bids came back decent, but not as good as they could have been.
Belcastro says it's in the village's best interest to go with a company short-term, be in a winning position, and watch the market.
I really would like to see us stay on a short-term deal. It really limits our risk to this market today. And I promise you I will see you this spring when rates are supposed to... Well, I think rates are going to drop back down in November. But next spring, I think they're even supposed to go lower.
Capital Energy is a locally owned and operated competitive retail electric supplier servicing residential and commercial customers across the state of Ohio. Mayor Pat Cadel says the village current rate is $665 with Constellation Energy.
It's better than what we're at right now. AEP is at 5.4, so we're still below AEP.
Yep.
We know we can re-up next year at any time to get a lower price, which I think we'd be smart in doing.
Belcastro says Newcomerstown residents will not have to do a thing unless they want to opt out in writing or by phone call from using the supplier, and those customers on budgets or PIP programs would remain.
Percentage of income payment plan, it's an energy assistance program through ADP. They also will remain with PIP because they're already getting a budgeted slash tailored program. So they also will stay where they're at. Everyone else that remains will be in the program unless they tell us they don't want it.
Capital Energy became a certified retail electric service provider in 2014. Capital Energy services all of Ohio, AEP Ohio, Ohio Edison, Toledo Edison, The Illuminating Company, Dayton Power and Light, and Duke. I'm Diane Coe reporting.
Newcomerstown Council also has approved the hiring of 36-year-old Erica Gress of West Lafayette for a part-time administrative assistant to aid the mayor and the fiscal officer in the municipal building. Gress had worked previously as an administrative assistant with Clow Water Systems and most recently was a substitute teacher with Ridgewood Schools. Council also approved an 8-acre lot split for Taco Bell near Morris Crossing. The restaurant chain is proposed to soon build in the village, and Cato says it's unknown what will be built on the other 4 acres at this time. Taking a look at the sheriff's report for today in the accidents, Randall Harstein of Coshocton was backing up at the intersection of Hill Streets and White Woman Street when he struck a parked vehicle owned by Shelley Materials. And in the complaints, Jay Phillips of Coshocton reported the theft of money. From the West Lafayette Police Department, a resident in the 100 block of East 5th Street reported telephone harassment. Thanks for joining me. I'm Corey Durbin reporting.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Good morning to you. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I'm your host, Mike Bechtel. We'll be together until 11 o'clock this morning. Now, we're going to have open phone lines for most of our program today. If there's something on your mind that you would like to talk about, there's going to be the community hearing with the Ohio EPA tomorrow evening at Coshocton High School concerning the conversion of a Class 2 injection well to Class 1. And certainly in the world of sports, there are things that we can talk about. Nick Bosa is no longer an Ohio State Buckeye. So we can talk about that in a little bit. And the first reaction for Buckeye fans is, maybe a little bit miffed at Nick for leaving early, but he's fighting an injury. Good chance that he won't be back this year and have a chance to put together some big numbers. So if you look at it purely as a business decision and looking out for his career, probably the right move. And let's see, what else can we talk about? A lot of things going on. I've got some stories marked from the Associated Press. This is a big weekend here in Coshocton County. We've got the Apple Butter Stirrin Festival coming up, and we talked to the folks from Roscoe Village last week. It's also the weekend of the annual Coshocton County Fall Foliage and Farm Tour. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday in Coshocton County. We have here in the studio to tell us all about it to Emily Marison from the Extension Office, Mike Jacob from Farm Service Agency, and Ryan Medley representing Soil and Water. And good morning, all. Thank you for being here today.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Well, Mike, we'll start with you. Can we have a little bit of history of the Fall Foliage and Farm Tour and what it is?
Sure. This is a tour that's been going on. This will be the 48th year that we've been running the Fall Foliage and Farm Tour. And I say we. All we do in the office is just, make phone calls and that and kind of set stuff up, and find some tour hosts. Really, these tour hosts have been holding this. 1971 was the first year that a bunch of farmers, a bunch of local agricultural, mostly agricultural at that time, people got together and said, let's do something to maybe educate folks about what's out in the county, allow people to get out, maybe travel to certain areas that they've never been to before and give them something to see. So they got together and they said, we'll host some people. They can come into our farms. They can come into our businesses, kind of see what we're doing and drive around in the fall and maybe enjoy some of the leaves turning. I don't know if the leaves are turning that much this year as much as they have other years due to the wet spring, but it's still going to be a really enjoyable time and go out and drive out through the county and see some of these great stops we have on the tour this year.
Well, you alluded to it, but this truly is a collaborative effort between your office and the Extension Office and Soil and Water and of course, the hosts themselves.
Yes. We have some, we have the county kind of broke down into maybe 5 or 6 general areas, and we try to go to a different area of the county each year. Some of these tour hosts, some of them have been on it about each time we go to their area. They volunteer and said, I like having the people come back here. But we try to throw in as many new and different spots that we can. And every year we get together and we sit down at this meeting. Well, where are we going to go this year and what stops should we do? And I said, man, we've seen everything there is to see in this county. I'm wrong. Somebody will say, hey, have you been over to this or have you seen this? And guess what just started up over here? And it is amazing. I'm amazed every year at the stuff that we go to and what we see.
Well, I say this every year, and I would imagine you hear it from others during it and after, that we're a small speck on a map, relatively so, here in Coshocton County, but there are lots and lots and lots, miles and miles and miles of back roads that many of us that have lived here all of our lives have really never had a reason to drive on some of those roads. So you see some nooks and crannies that you've never seen, and certainly the businesses and the farms, and people say, I didn't know that was here.
And it's amazing, because we do a map handout at the beginning of the tour for those who have been on. I'm sure they're well familiar with that, and people come in and they sign in. We find out where they're from, how many are in their groups. We can have kind of an idea of how many go through it each year. And it's amazing. People come here from different counties around Ohio, different states. There's usually 6, 7, 8, 10 different states that are represented that come here. I'm sure a lot of them come in for the premier event, the apple butter stirring festival. But I like to think that, hey, we're a close second with what's going on this weekend.
Do other counties do similar tours?
There are some, but I think ours is very unique in that it's a drive yourself, it's a do it at your own pace. But yeah, there are some other ones that do have some similar types of tours.
Well, for those that maybe have never gone on a fall foliage tour, but Mike, can you explain the process and how it works?
Oh, sure.
Drive it yourself.
Yes, it's drive it yourself. We start down at a map handout spot, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. You go in there, you pick out your map. It gives a list and a little summary of each stop that is on the tour, and it's got a little route. And we ask everybody to, yes, just follow the route and go the same direction, because, some of these little nooks and crannies roads that you talked about, they're kind of narrow. And if we could keep that traffic going the same direction, that always helps. But you drive. We have marking. Ryan and the crew from Soul and Water, they go out and they put up orange signs, some arrows every time that there's a turn. You could almost do the tour without a map, without looking at that, the way that they have it marked and see all the orange signs and orange arrows around. But you drive. You go up to the spot. You spend however much time you want. If you want to go in there and spend 5 minutes talking to the owner, talking to the people who are at that in their operation. If you want to spend 20 minutes, you can. A lot of times, or maybe there's a spot that said, I'm familiar with that. I'm not that interesting. You can just drive by it and go from stop 1 to stop 3 or from stop 4 to stop 7. You don't have to stop at everyone. You can quit at any time, and that's kind of the beauty of this. Every stop we have is a standalone stop, and you can go to however many or however many few you want.
Okay, and it is not uncommon. In fact, it is common that there may be a dirt road or a gravel road or two on the tour.
Yes, there will be. There will be. You probably will want to wash your car afterwards. We don't stick to the highways. And to me, that's the whole purpose,
sure,
of this tour, is to get you off the highways, get you into some of these back areas. To see some of this, we'll take you through. Sometimes you go through roads, you got trees and just overhangs. It looks like you're going through a tunnel for a half mile at a time. Just really neat. And we try to take you to some really interesting places in the county.
And as you mentioned, there are people that do come here from out of state. So word has gotten out, and it's not just for the locals.
Word has gotten out. We try to spread. I'm amazed in how it's built over the years. And, I wasn't around in 71, but I'd have to think that it started like anything else, very small, and it's just grown over the years. Now we have, 1,400, 1,500, 1,600 people that go on this tour every year, and between the Saturday and the Sunday visits, and that's, to me, that's just great.
It's Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from noon to 5, and you've already mentioned, Mike, you can spend as much time as you want at each individual stop, but generally speaking, how long what's about the average that it takes to drive the tour, to complete the tour?
If you went to every stop, it may take you maybe somewhere around 3 hours, mm-hmm, if you want to spend there and chat with people and really take in each individual spot stop that you do. So yes, if you are planning on doing the whole tour to get there, get there at a decent time. Don't wait. We hand the tour runs till 5 each day. We stop handing out maps at 3, and the reason that is that gives them a couple hours after that. And we ask that everybody stop the tour by 5. Mm-hmm. If you haven't gone to your stops, because yes, you know, it's a great tour, it's a great thing, but, you know, these are just private individuals that are opening up their operations. But yeah, if you're going to be on it, you know, give a good 3 hours, and there's a food stop. So, yeah, there's... Just enjoy the day.
All right. That's this Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from noon to 5. It's the 48th Coshocton County Fall Foliage and Farm Tour. We'll take a break and come back and talk about each of the stops right after these words. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
After over 80 years producing top-quality, natural cheese, you can trust Pearl Valley Cheese to make even the simplest foods extraordinary. Pearl Valley Cheese is great for cooking, grilling, casseroles, and what's a salad without cheese? Need snacks for school lunches? Pearl Valley can keep lunchboxes exciting and healthy with over 25 different kinds of cheese, including Colby, Smoky Cheddar, Mild Swiss, and Pepper Jack. Nobody does cheese like Pearl Valley Cheese. Visit their store on State Route 93 in Pearl or give them a call at 740-545-6002.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb.
You're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks.
Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour.
Better watch out for that guardrail.
So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call Coshocton Allstate agent Taylor Insurance and Financial today. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. Chiropractic helps athletes perform better by removing the interference on the nervous system, improves flexibility, increases blood flow, and decreases the chance of injury. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet, but he has got some great deals on new carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Coshocton County will be under a freeze watch from late tonight through Thursday morning. For today, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows in the lower 30s. And for tomorrow, sunny and cool with highs in the upper 40s. It is currently 43 degrees outside our studios here in Coshocton. The Coshocton County Fall Foliage and Farm Tour is coming up this weekend, October 20th and 21st. And we have Emily Marison with us this time around from the Extension office. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Mike.
Where should we start?
So we're going to start with the map pickup stop, and it is actually a stop. It's more than just the map. I know we will definitely have people in line before 10 o'clock, and there's plenty to see if you come a little early. Our Master Gardener volunteers from OSU Extension always have a table set up, and they'll be there to answer questions and talk about why the leaves change like they do, and always have some really interesting things on display there. Also, the staff that are there at the Animal Boutique and Villas will be available to ask questions about the facility. And Dr. Dar is well known for what she does with her dogs that she trains, and so there'll be some demonstrations there as well. So if the weather's nice, which we're very hopeful that it's going to be a beautiful day, then she'll be doing some of those demonstrations outside with the retrievers, so that should be a lot of fun to watch. But so a lot to do at that first stop. And again, that is where you get your brochure that has the map on it, and you can use that then for the rest of the day.
Now, they have hosted the first stop for several years now.
Yes. When we are in, like Mike said, we kind of rotate around the county each year. And when we're in this part of the county, which is northeast, so we're going to be in the northeast corner of the county, we always use Dr. Dar for our stop, and so we're very thankful that she invites us in every year. And you know, there's plenty of parking there. It's a great place to go. For those that aren't familiar with where that is, it's on Airport Road across 36 from where Walmart is, the same side as the Christian Tabernacle. There'll be lots of big orange signs. Ryan and Zach will be putting all those out for everyone to help them. So an easy spot to find. But again, that's the Animal Boutique and Villas, and just a great facility, a little treasure, really, that we have here in the county.
Absolutely. And take your time. There'll be the dog demonstrations. Somebody from the Master Gardeners will be there. Margaret was there last year, and much, much more. And it kind of gives you the opportunity to see who you'll be, what pack you'll be driving along with throughout the tour.
That's right. And it's also great. We'll have a map there. Mike mentioned this earlier. We'll have a map of the state of Ohio so that anyone who's outside of the county can put a little pin in that and show us where they're from. And then we'll also have a map of the United States for those that are coming in from other states. And it's great because a lot of times there'll be family that have moved away and that come back. It's a reunion time for a lot of folks. So it's always neat to see at that first stop where people are from and then get them excited and ready to do the tour the rest of the day.
Stop number one, the Animal Boutique and Villas. So what's the second stop, Emily?
So the second stop is our Coshocton County Antique Power Association. And we have some gentlemen, I'm sure there's some ladies that are involved too, but just a terrific group here in the county that are passionate about old farm equipment. And, they restore this equipment. They know the history of it. A lot of these tractors and other farm implements have been in their family for generations, or a neighboring family or someone else that they're familiar with. So they're going to be there to do demonstrations and show off their equipment that they have. One thing that they will be doing, this will be up on County Road 10, so there'll be a field there, and they have an old plow. So they're going to be doing demonstrations with that the way it used to be. So we get to see, the great thing I think about the tour this year is that we're going to see kind of at the beginning the way farming was, and then as we go through the tour, we'll get to a stop that Ryan will talk about in a little while, or maybe Mike, however we did our assignments here, where we'll talk a little bit more about modern practices and what farmers do as stewards of the land. So it's going to be a great stop for those of you that have a love to reminisce about the past, and for anyone who isn't familiar with the way technology drastically changed agriculture when the tractor was invented, when the plow came along, like just how that revolutionized agriculture at that point.
And you still see some of those 50, 60, 70-year-old tractors in the fields.
We do. We definitely do around here. And we'll get to see some super old tractors as well as part of this antique power association.
Now, is this the headquarters of the power association, or is this somebody's field where everybody is invited to bring their...
So this is someone's farm, okay. And he's agreed to let them come and to do the demonstration there. So again, this will be on County Road 10, and this group has been around for 11 years here in the county, and they do a lot of great things. They have events really all the time. You know, during the summer, they're in different places. For those that were at the county fair, they may have seen they always have their display, of course, but now have a tractor parade, and so they bring their tractors out and take them around on one of the days. And it's just neat to see the commitment that they still have to keeping this alive and letting us see what this equipment was like and can still be like today.
And you mentioned that they speak about it with passion. And if you've ever spoken with any of these guys, that will certainly reinforce that that notion. They certainly do talk about their equipment with passion and fondness. And you learn something about those old tractors as well. Anything else about that stop, Emily?
So just one quick thing. Coshocton Farm Bureau will be there as well, just with their table and display. And one thing that you'll find at a lot of these stops is there'll be some other things that might be along the way as well to learn a little bit more about agriculture or our community. So, plan to spend a little bit of time, but like Mike said, you can spend as much time as you want at each of these stops.
All right, so that's stop number two, the Coshocton County Antique Power Association. And is it your turn, Ryan?
It is.
All right, Ryan, what's stop number three?
Stop number three will be the dairy stop, which features the milking herd of Steve Wills. The Wills farm has been in operation for 73 years. It consists of corn, soybeans, and hay on 340 acres, owned and rented, and landed in addition to the dairy cattle. You'll be able to see the cows on pasture, view the milking parlor, and also see baby calves at this stop. One of the things there will also be there is some of the products that the milk goes to. The Coshocton County Dairy Services Unit will be there with free ice cream, and there will also be some cheese at that stop as well.
And nobody ever skips that stop.
No.
All right.
Good one to go to.
That's the Wills Dairy Farm ice cream and cheese that will be available, and you can learn about dairy farming. And what about stop number four, Ryan?
Stop number four will be the Beachy Mill Creek Farm. It's owned by Denise Littlebridge and her brothers Bruce and Max Beachy. It's a 342-acre farm. It had been a grain farm since it was purchased by Ben Beachy in 1975. John and Denise have been raising goats on this farm since 1995, with as many as 45 to 50 goats at one time. They'll have all the animals there for everybody to look at and ask questions about why they raise those goats and what they do with them, the products that they get from them. There'll also be the Tuscarawas and Coshocton County Lamb and Wool Queen there to talk about the importance of wool and sheep and goats in the industry.
Okay, so you're going to see dairy cows, you're going to see goats, and a lot to see. That's stops three and four. And who's going to tell us about stop number five?
I am.
Okay, Ryan, what's stop number five? Nobody skips this one either.
No, this is the important lunch stop. It's actually going to be at the Bakersville Community Park. It's going to be hosted by the Bakersville Community Church. It's kind of a stop that we couldn't get everybody at the church, so we're actually going to be across the street at the park. And they're going to be serving food. They're going to have a delicious array of lunch options, including hot sandwiches like hot dogs, kraut dogs, conies, sloppy joes, cream chicken. There'll be some cold sandwiches, vegetable soup, chili, noodles, macaroni and cheese, and then course desserts, all kinds of desserts that you can think of. So
good old Midwest comfort food. All right. And that's at the Bakersville Community Park. And good time to interject looking at the weather forecast this weekend. And it looks not bad, typical for an Ohio fall day. Saturday, it's maybe some clouds, but the temperatures in the mid-50s. And Sunday, it says mostly sunny, might be a bit cooler, a little bit nippy with temperatures in the mid-40s, but that adds to the charm.
Yes, it does.
All right. Stop five is the food stop, Bakersville Community Park lunch stop. Anything else about any of those three stops you'd like to share with us, Ryan?
No. Between stop number three, I guess, and four, you'll be traveling a little bit, especially when we go over to Bakersville. So you'll have a good little drive. You're going to be on some back roads once again. Just follow the signs, take your time, and you'll get there safe, and you'll be ready to eat by the time you get there.
So. Let's see. You'll be driving on Route 190, 227, 88, 92, and the major thoroughfare will be County Road 2.
Yes, and you'll be kind of going into some of Tuscarawas County as well.
Right.
So we'll get you a couple counties in this tour.
All right, bring your camera. I always have a whole folder full of great pictures from the Fall Foliage and Farm Tour. And, okay, Mike, are you going to bring it on home here?
Yeah, I'll do the next couple, and then we'll turn it over to Emily here at the end. Stop six, gonna be while you're up in Bakersville, we're gonna go to TMK Bakersville, and also, along with that, it's all kind of the same operation there, TMK Valley Propane. This is one of the local businesses. They provide, a lot of crop assistance. This kind of builds on what Emily talked about before with the old time farming stop that we have, in the past that we're going to earlier on. Well, this is an operation that is a little more technologically advanced than maybe what you're going to see previously. They use a lot of today's technology to really help out farmers. They also, not just farmers, they do some propane for homeowners as well, so people might be familiar with that way. They're working to help farmers with scouting fields, controlling pests, weeds, and they get a lot of neat equipment there. You ever go down, you see these big these big pieces of equipment with like the thin wheels and the long mm-hmm. booms on them. It gets out and it's pretty, well, that's the type of things that you'll see there. And they'll kind of tell you a little bit about how these are used. You can see their facility. It is kind of a relatively newer facility out there. They'll kind of show you what they're all about, how they go about things. And it's really going to be a neat stop, especially if you're into technology and into that portion of it.
Okay. I got to interject since you brought it up. I've seen those things with the thin wheels.
Yes.
This time of the year. They're tall.
Yes.
Looks like they could drive over top of rows.
Yep.
Corn
that's
rows
the goal.
Is that why they look
yes.
the way they do?
That's the way, you want to have as little compaction, as little connection with the ground out there, so you're not running over standing crops. You want to get them higher so that sometimes when you're doing these sprays, things like that, you want to let things get growing a little bit, get out of the ground as opposed to just doing bare ground. So, yes, and you have the wide booms. You know, they spread them out. You know, when you're spraying, you want to have, 60, 50, 60 feet so you can just minimize how many times you have to go back and forth across that field.
Okay, those are used for pest and weed control maybe fertilization?
Not fertilization as much. Usually it's some type of sprays. There's all sorts of bugs and pests and that need to be controlled at different times throughout the year.
Well, you can find out more about those things at stop number 6, TMK Bakersville, TMK Valley Propane. What are those things called, by the way? Do they have a name?
High Boy Sprayer.
Okay. So you can find out about the High Boy Sprayer and more at stop number 6. Stop number 7.
Okay, stop number 7 is a Saturday-only stop. And what this is Rainbow Hills Winery. Rainbow Hills is actually, we have several wineries now in the county, and that seems to be still is growing, still seems to be a bigger thing. Rainbow Hills is actually the oldest winery here in Coshocton County. Started about 30 years ago, run for years by Lee and Joy Wise out there. But we have new owners on it this year, which is Tracy and Eric Dennis. They took over, and they're still one of the great things about it. They still are going to be running, and they're still running Rainbow Hills as kind of a family operation. Themselves, along with some other family members, are keeping this going, and they're doing a lot of the same things that we've seen out there for the last several years. There's 5 acres of grapes that are grown on the property, Concord, Catawba, Niagara, and some other French name I'm not going to try to pronounce. In addition, there's also a 4-bedroom bed and breakfast there. I'm sure they'll show you. It was restored from back in the 1800s, a cabin from back in the 1800s. Really neat property, neat place, and neat people to talk to. It's someone who's taken this over, and they are very excited, very gung-ho about winemaking and what's going on out there. So this is really, it's, like I said, it's a Saturday-only stop, but it really is a great stop to go through on the tour this year.
Now, most Coshocton County residents are aware that there are several wineries in our area. I believe Rainbow Hills was the first, anyway.
That's correct.
And so an opportunity maybe if you've never been out there, haven't been out there recently, check that out on the Fall Foliage Tour.
Right.
And all right, well, thank you, Mike, and we are back to Emily for stop number 8. Is this one that you really wanted to talk about?
I do actually like this stop. So our last stop of the day is the Woolly Pig Farm Brewery, and this is, it seems like they've been open longer than they have, but they've been around for a year.
Just thinking that same thing, that it's they've quickly earned quite the name for themselves, and it's just been a year.
Yes, and so we're really excited that it worked out with the timing this year that they could be on the tour. And this is a family-run independent craft brewery and 90-acre active farm. And the folks that we'll see there are Kevin Ely and Yale Malinke, and this is along with her brother Aaron and sister-in-law Lauren Malinke. So it's a family business, which is a great thing to see here in Coshocton County. And the way that they got their name for Woolly Pig, in case people aren't familiar with that, and well, Mike and his French wine names, we'll see if I can get this one. I think it's the Mangalista pig, which is a woolly pig. So it looks just like, like sheep's wool, sort of. I mean, it's a little more hair-like, but it's kind of curly. And so a different kind of pig than most people are used to seeing. There are pigs there at the farm. And so part of this tour, not only getting to learn about the brewery and the brewing, that whole process, but also getting to see the pigs that are there as well.
If you've never seen those pigs before, they are funny looking. They've got a unique look. We're talking about pigs with curly wool. All right. And now Kevin was a brewmaster. He's been a brewmaster for a long time with some pretty big companies. So he brings a lot of knowledge and experience to the table.
Yes, he does. Was out on the West Coast and worked for some pretty sizable breweries. Just has some tremendous experience that he has brought back to Coshocton County. So it's just great to see a dream start to come true, for someone who has wanted to do this for a long time. So I'm excited for everyone to get to go to this and see that brewing process. Kevin's a great teacher, so he will teach all about the different steps and the ingredients and everything that goes into beer making. And then it's just a beautiful place too. They've restored this facility and just have some really neat touches that are there. They've used reclaimed barn wood to do a lot of their seating in their bar area and where the tasting is. They've just done a really terrific job out there, so we're excited for people to get to go here on the tour.
That is the stop number 8, so 8 terrific stops, and as is always the case on the Coshocton County Fall Foliage and Farm Tour. And Emily, Ryan, Mike, anything else you'd like to share with us about the tour?
Well, it is the tour is going to be about 30 miles in length. So, before you start, make sure you fill up with gas. We do take you out into some areas where not a lot of gas stations out there, not a lot of places to stop like that. But it's going to be a great tour. It's a free tour. There's no cost involved with going out there. We do have, right at the first stop, we do put out a little donation jar for anybody that does want to throw a couple bucks in. And all that does for us is it offsets the expense of us printing out the maps, maybe once in a while get a new sign, as they get kind of weather worn over the years, we'll do that. But really, that's the only thing, really the only cost that we have into this. These tour hosts and all that, they're spending their own time. I talked to the one guy, he said, oh yeah, I could be on the tour, I just painted the barn last year, and they want to have their places nice and looking nice, and they care about this, and they want to put on a show for everybody that's coming out. So do those that come, make sure you stop by, say thank you to the hosts for opening up their farms, opening up their businesses for people coming through. Ask them whatever questions. They love it when you ask questions and learn about what they're doing and show an interest. So we encourage that, and we appreciate all the support that's been given by the community. It's been great. It's been turnout, rain, years of snow. We've had years. Doesn't matter what it is.
We've had 80-degree days. Too.
Oh, we've had 80-degree days, too. People still show up, and people seem to enjoy it, and we see that appreciation, and that's appreciated by us that the efforts these people going to are recognized.
So why do you do this year after year? Nobody's making any money. It's a lot of work. Why is this a thing year after year, 48 times?
Well, I think part of it is that we actually enjoy it. I think that's, we actually really do. And like I mentioned, for some people, this is a family tradition for them. Kids move away, grandkids move away, and they come back for this. Because it's a sense of community. And that is one thing that we very much believe in this county, is how important community is. And, the agriculture community has its own community as well. And we want to open that up and let everyone experience that. So, yes, a huge thank you to our hosts that do this, especially those that are family farms that are not used to having people come every day to their operations. We could not do it without them. But it is just a really enjoyable experience. We love education and we love beauty, and this is a great combination for both of those.
Once again, before we wrap up, for those that would like to take part in the tour, what do you need to do? How do you
Well, one thing I'll add is over the weekend there, we check the signs each morning that we set up. But sometimes they get messed with and changed or moved or disappear. So use the map on the back of the brochure. Use the orange signs that you see on the road. And hopefully everything's legible enough that you can make your way to each stop. So
you've had cases where somebody's got out of their car and maybe pointed the arrow in a different direction?
Yeah, or just completely take them. Sometimes the one we set that day before is gone the next morning. So.
All right. Well, that's not cool at all. So keep an eye on your map as well. Anything else before we wrap up today, folks?
No, thanks.
All right. It is the Coshocton County Fall Foliage and Farm Tour. That's this weekend, October 20th and 21st. Saturday, it's from 10 to 5. Sunday, from noon to 5, and they stop passing out maps at 3 o'clock, and your first stop is the Animal Boutique and Villas there on Airport Road, and to pick up your map, and you can go from there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully the weather will hold out for us, and I want to thank you all for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right, that is Emily Marison and Mike Jacob and Ryan Medley, the Fall Foliage and Farm Tours this weekend. We have open phone lines from here on out, 740-622-1560. We'll be right back.
Trinity Hospital Twin City of Denison invites you to get in the pink at our breast cancer awareness event starting at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, October 18th. Join us to hear from featured speaker Dr. Denise Gilman, a Trinity Health Systems surgeon with vast experience in breast cancer diagnosis and treatment. This free event also includes a health fair, recognition of breast cancer survivors, mini massages, healthy snacks, a special candlelit walk, and more. Get in the pink at Trinity Hospital Twin City on Thursday, October 18th. Register today at trinitytwincity.org.
Look around you. This land, this barn, this crop, this cattle, this farm. This all began as your dream. So when people say American Family Insurance protects things, we shake our head no, because we protect this, and your dream is worth protecting. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote at amfam.com.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This Lost and Found Pet Information is brought to you by New Wave Motors. A female collie lab, tan and white by the name of Maya, was lost on the Township Road 176 area. Phone number is 575-6947 or 575-5670. This Lost and Found a Pet Information was brought to you by New Wave Motors.
It's week 9 of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio, it's taking you to the game.
Gets the snap, straight back to throw. Looks over the middle of the field. It is caught. Touchdown, Riverview.
Friday night's broadcast has Cambridge at Riverview. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7. We will also keep you updated on all the other area football games. Hear all the action right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at mywtnsradio.com.
Quarterback Hunger tries to sneak it. He is.
Signal. Touchdown.
It is a touchdown. He snuck it in.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
This is Tim Postlewaite with College Park Home Care. When it comes to selecting a home health care agency, there are many choices. But before you invite an agency into your home, make sure you know something about them. For example, if you need to contact the agency, do you actually get a live person and not a dreaded voicemail? Do they have frequent contact with your physician? Do they make you feel comfortable and secure? At College Park Home Care, we can say yes to all of these. For exceptional home care provided by an outstanding award-winning agency, call College Park Home Care at 623-4607.
Looking for a clean pre-owned vehicle? Come to Lock 20 Auto Sales in Newcomerstown. Check out our inventory at lock20auto.com or call me, Jeff Westfall, at 740-498-8811. Now here's the weather.
Coshocton County will be under a freeze watch from late tonight through tomorrow morning. Mostly sunny today with high temperatures in the lower 50s and might be windy this afternoon as well. Mainly clear tonight, lows in the lower 30s, and tomorrow sunny and cool with highs in the upper 40s. Right now in Coshocton, it is 45 degrees. We have open phone lines between now and 11 o'clock. And where should we start today? Oh, let's start with sports. We've got Nick Bosa, who is no longer a Buckeye. He is leaving Ohio State. He was injured in the second game of the season, TCU, and Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes and Buckeye fans were holding out hope that he could return to the Buckeyes late this season, perhaps for the Michigan game, maybe a Big Ten championship game, and whatever the season might hold for the Buckeyes after that. But now we know that's not going to happen. And essentially what he is going to do is get himself in shape and prepare himself for the NFL draft. And there are going to be those that maybe feel betrayed, that are angry with Nick Bosa. But one thing that we have to remember, and this is something that the players, Nick Bosa, have no control of, college sports that get you exposure for the NFL, but they don't get paid for it. They assume a lot of risk. If you suffer an injury in the final game of your senior season, then you are damaged goods in the NFL draft, and you're not going to be drafted as high, and you're not going to make as much money initially. So there is a lot for these players to protect. I wish Nick Bosa would be coming back with the Buckeyes for the remainder of this season and, you know, maybe even next, but it's not going to happen. It's a business decision. The window of opportunity is narrow. So we can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open. And meantime, the Buckeyes have some issues to deal with, and defense is not the least of them when it comes to improving their play on the field. I'm left shaking my head seeing the Buckeyes won 30-14 last week against Minnesota, because Minnesota went toe-to-toe with them for most of the game. Buckeyes ultimately pulled away at the end, but the Buckeyes have got some problems with defense, particularly pass defense, although they were having trouble stopping the ground game last Saturday. And their running game stalled out against Minnesota as well. Dwayne Haskins and the passing game still looks like a finely tuned machine. So that part of the game is going well for the Buckeyes. But if they're going to contend to be a national champion or contend for the national championship, they're going to have to improve those issues. Alabama doesn't have all those issues that Ohio State does. So we can talk about that if you would like. And so much hoopla surrounding the Mega Millions that I was certain, usually when there's this much hoopla and advertising and media reports and chatter about the lottery, somebody wins it. Well, that was not the case yesterday. No winning lottery ticket was sold for the latest Mega Millions drawing, meaning that the jackpot climbs to $868 million. Pushing $1 billion, Mega Millions officials say no tickets matched all six numbers to claim the estimated $667 million grand prize. In last night's drawing, the numbers were 3, 45, 49, 61, 69, and a mega ball of 9. The next drawing will be Friday. The estimated jackpot for that drawing would be the second largest lottery prize in U.S. history. The record lottery jackpot was $1.6 billion Powerball prize won in January of 2016. The jackpot has been growing since July, when a group of California office workers won $543 million. It cost $2 to play the game, but the odds of winning the jackpot aren't good. The chance of matching all six numbers and taking home the grand prize is 1 in $302.5 million. Mega Millions is played in 44 states as well as Washington, D.C. and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And you've heard all the stories, all the comparisons about what is more likely to happen than you winning the Powerball. Most of the time it's in terms of bad things that would happen to you that statistically are more probable than winning the lottery. But yet we continue to play. All right, we can talk about the lottery if you'd like. The phone lines are open. If you have any thoughts on the Fall Foliage Tour, we can do that. If there's anything else that you want to bring up, the phone lines are dark. Need somebody to light them up right now.
There's no Sweet 15 or 15 Days of Christmas. 15 used to be a boring number until now.
Noah and Michelle here for Dean's Jewelry. We are so proud to make 15 a number you'll love. We've created 15 of the most beautiful engagement rings we will always have on hand. We call them the Forever 15.
15 trendy, traditional, eye-popping rings that'll make it easy to melt her heart. Combined with our signature Whistler diamond, her ring will shine bright, even across the room or in low light.
You shouldn't have to wonder if she's going to love the ring. You should know. So we surveyed the country for the most popular styles and created 15 engagement rings just for our friends in Coshocton, Mount Vernon, and the surrounding areas.
Finding the perfect ring for your big moment is easier than ever with our new Forever 15 collection.
Dean's Jewelry.
The Forever 15. Exclusively at Dean's Jewelry in Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
You could win a Trans-Siberian Orchestra gift package from our Ace Hardware. The grand prize winner will get two tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert of their choice, airfare, and hotel for two people, and a $200 prepaid cash card. You must be 18 years old to enter. No purchase is necessary. For your chance to win, go to www.musicatace.com. Get your entry in because the sweepstakes end soon. It's sponsored locally by our Ace Hardware, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Ever wonder if there's a way to save on all that cool new energy efficiency stuff? Well, wonder no more. AEP Ohio has a lot of ways to save on their website. For example, there's a program where you get paid a few bucks, and they cart away that old energy-hogging fridge. There are some nice rebates on Energy Star appliances and smart thermostats. AEP Ohio also has instant discounts on LED bulbs at lots of stores. Learn more on how to save on energy efficiency products and appliances at aepohio.com/save.
Are you a dedicated, compassionate, registered nurse with great management skills and supervisory experience? Are you seeking a rewarding career that allows you to make a real difference in the lives of others? Intrum Healthcare is seeking a qualified RN home care supervisor to join their team. In a supportive, stable work environment, Intrum Healthcare offers career growth potential and a competitive salary and benefits. If you're looking for a new rewarding opportunity, give Intrum Healthcare in Millersburg a call at 330-403-3263 or apply online at IntrumHealthcare.com.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Which of these can be a hazard to your health? Shoveling snow, doing yard work, washing down walls, your daily workout, or moving furniture? It turns out everyday tasks can cause you a problem, and that's why it's important for everyone to receive an exam from Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center. This creates a unique profile to which can be used to help develop a protection plan for you. Best of all, a visit to Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center helps us detect, treat, or prevent health problems before they become serious. Contact us for an appointment at the Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center at 622-3677 or stop in our office at 649 Walnut Street in Coshocton.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State heads to West Lafayette, Indiana this Saturday to take on Purdue.
Hans Weber straight ahead, pounds it into the end zone for another touchdown. Mike Weber for Ohio State on a 3-yard carry to the end zone. Hands it Dobbins, gives it on a reverse Campbell, running right side to the Maryland 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Campbell on a touchdown of 24 yards on a run. Paris Campbell increasing Ohio State's lead
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye Pregame Show beginning at 6 p.m.
It is 9:54, and we have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, looking for our first phone call of the day. And I'd like to hear from you if you do want to talk about the weather or sports or otherwise, if there is things that are going on here locally or around the state or around the world that you want to bring up, that you want to have a chat about, by all means, give me a call. There is nothing but open phone lines for our entire second hour today. And a lot of stories here, Mark, from the Associated Press that we can talk about. Well, how about this from Canada? It has to do with marijuana. Tom Clark has been dealing marijuana illegally in Canada for 30 years. He wrote in his high school yearbook that his dream was to open a cafe in Amsterdam, the Dutch city where people have legally smoked weed in coffee shops since the 1970s. Turns out Clark didn't have to go nearly so far to open his own retail cannabis outlet. Today, Canada becomes the second and largest country with a legal national marijuana marketplace. So only two countries where marijuana is legal, where there's a legal national marijuana marketplace out of well over 180 sovereign nations around the world. The other, by the way, and the first was Uruguay in South America, just south of Brazil. Clark, 43, will be among the first to legally sell recreational marijuana when his shop opens at midnight in Newfoundland, Canada's easternmost province. At least 111 legal pot shops are planning to open across the nation of 37 million people on the first day, according to an Associated Press survey of the provinces. And that is a small slice of what ultimately will be a much larger marketplace. So your thoughts on that? And marijuana is not yet legal in the United States. There is not a legal marketplace. There are some states that have, I'll call it limited legalization. Colorado, the most notable, but there are others now. So maybe we can see what happens in Canada and how that move impacts that country. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Marijuana legalization. Not just talking about medical marijuana, but openly legal marijuana in Canada for recreational use. It's 9:57. We'll be back in a moment.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At Alter Care Centers, care means compassion, experience, family. Over 45 years supporting generations of families, they've delivered excellence in skilled nursing care and rehabilitation therapy. Just ask their patients.
I am very pleased with my care. The aides are awesome and their therapy team is so compassionate and helpful. Everybody here treats you like family.
At Alter Care Coshocton, they're honored to serve the Coshocton community with the kind of care they'd want for their own families. Stop by for a tour or visit them online at altercareonline.com.
Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home has been serving Coshocton area families for over 70 years. I'm Bill Given, and we are honored that so many of you have chosen Given Dawson Paisley. Our membership in Dignity Memorial Network allows us to offer services that no other funeral home can offer. Whether you are planning or in your time of need, Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home would be honored to serve your family now and in the future.
Better squeeze that lucky rabbit's foot. Check your horoscope and shake that lucky eight ball. Powerball is up to $345 million. That's $345 million. Take on the odds your way and play Powerball today. Powerball lottery cards are here. Buy your card at the store.
Get the numbers on your phone, and we'll text you if you win. Learn more at OhioLottery.com.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Well, we do have nothing but open phone lines next hour. Talk about whatever is on your mind. Off to a little bit of a slow start this morning. I mentioned a few things. Legal marijuana in Canada. And Nick Bosa leaving the Buckeyes. And the Fall Foliage Tour. But if you don't want to talk about those things, if there's something else that's going on in your world that you'd like to chat about, I'd like to hear from you. Weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows in the lower 30s, and tomorrow sunny and cool with highs in the upper 40s. It is currently 45 degrees downtown. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock and news time.
AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met Turkey's president and foreign minister over the disappearance and alleged killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. Before leaving Saudi Arabia, Pompeo talked about his meeting with Saudi officials.
They made no exceptions to who they would hold accountable. They were very clear. They understand the importance of this issue. They're determined to get to the bottom of it, and that they will conduct the report, and we'll all get a chance to see it. They each promised that they would achieve that for us.
In an AP interview, President Trump criticized rapidly mounting global condemnation of Saudi Arabia over the Khashoggi mystery, warning of a rush to judgment. This is AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace.
He has spoken with the king, King Salman. He has spoken with the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, who he says have both denied knowing anything about Khashoggi's disappearance. And again, going kind of the furthest that he has gone in this interview with the AP to say that this is another case of being guilty before proven innocent.
Turkish officials say they fear Saudi agents killed and dismembered Khashoggi. Turkish police have arrived at the residence of the Saudi consul. Early this morning near the South Carolina border, a North Carolina state trooper was shot and killed during a traffic stop. The suspect was later caught. An official in Russia says a student attacked a vocational college in Crimea that killed 17 other students. That student later took his own life. Maine Senator Susan Collins' husband says a threatening letter claimed to contain deadly ricin specifically mentioned Collins' vote to nominate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Carol Spinney is retiring.
Sometimes I'm a little clumsy.
For nearly 50 years, he was the voice of Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird on Sesame Street. In 2015, Spinney said at first he didn't like having his picture taken.
I just kind of like being myself and the Bird and Oscar be them. But now it's kind of fun. It's nice to be identified with.
This is AP Radio News. The owner of a Nevada brothel has died.
I just kind of like being.
Dennis Hoff was found unconscious Tuesday morning and later pronounced dead hours after his 72nd birthday bash. Nye County Sheriff Sharon Worley tells the Associated Press Hoff was found in his private residence at Love Ranch Brothel west of Las Vegas. The sheriff said there was no preliminary indication of foul play and an autopsy will be conducted. Hoff owned a handful of brothels, including the Moonlight Bunny Ranch that was featured on the HBO series Cat House for two seasons. He was running for a seat in the Nevada State Legislature as a Republican candidate. I'm Mike Rossian.
A rescue center says California sea lions are coming down with a potentially fatal bacterial infection in near record numbers. More than 220 sea lions rescued this year have been diagnosed with leptospirosis. The bacterial infection affects the kidneys and can be deadly if untreated. It's unclear how the sea lions got the infection. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Minutes after 10 is the time, and it is 45 degrees now in Coshocton. And time for hour number two of the communication lines of the program. Well, most of our first hour was dedicated to the folks sharing with us about the fall foliage and farm tour, which is coming up this weekend. And Emily mentioned that it's a family tradition for some, and my family is one of those. My youngest daughter is 25 years old, but we still plan to get together and go check out the Fall Foliage Tour this weekend. And it's something that I've been doing with my kids since they were wee little. So it's always a lot of fun. Some years the weather is fantastic. Other years, not so much. And this year it looks like right in the middle. We do have a little chance of rain on Saturday and cool temperatures. But we certainly have had worse weather forecasts than that for the Fall Foliage Tour. So we can talk about that if you would like. The northeast part of Coshocton County is the featured area. So give me a call. We're going to see tractors and dairy cows and goats and farm equipment and a winery and a brewery as well. It's 5 minutes after 10. Let's take our first phone call of the hour. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Morning.
I went ahead and watched them sports programs I was telling you about.
Well, I did not, so give me a full report.
Anyways, they were complaining about the officiating, and they said there was a blatant false start and an offside on the Chargers that was not called.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit on Monday, and in fact, they even mentioned it in the AP story, which if the AP includes a bad officiating call in their story, you can be assured that it was a bad one.
And Drennan was complaining about our guys not tackling. And I was thinking they were trying to strip the ball or get the interception, or, you know. And they showed the running back or fullback on the Chargers, his last name is Gordon.
Yeah.
And they said they didn't even touch him. And when they did, they just bounced right off of him. And they showed three of his touchdowns. And on the one touchdown that they showed, I mean, our guys were cleanly blocked, and they didn't get him until he was right at the goal line. But on the other two touchdown runs, the one where it was like a sweep, where they the running back was standing off to the side, and then Rivers had pitched him the ball. I guess like a linebacker, you know, saw the play coming, and he burst through the line in the hole in the line, and this guy grabbed him up around the shoulder pads, and he was trying to break through, and then he was holding him by the arm, had his arm behind him, because he was holding onto the guy's arm, and then he let go of him, and two would-be tacklers were blocked in the back. And on his other one, it was the same thing, except three of our guys were blocked in the back, taken to the ground. One or two of them even had the guy fall on top of them. I'm going, yeah, that's some bad officiating. And I'm surprised Drennan wasn't complaining about those plays. But since they were so close to the goal line, they would have got, a 5 or 10 yard penalty for blocking in the back. They probably would have scored anyways, since they were so close to the goal line. But, bad officiating, bad tackling, bad play calling. And it seems to me, because they were complaining about it, and fans were calling in and complaining about it, is no halftime adjustments. And looking at the big picture, I'm thinking, you know, Greg Williams or Todd Haley is looking bad to get Hugh Jackson fired so they can get the head coaching job. Because that was their big thing. How come there was no halftime adjustments? They're going, well, that's on the head coach. I'm going, well, it's the offensive and defensive coordinator. They're the ones that, you know, should be making the halftime adjustments. And if they're not, the head coach should be telling them, hey, what are you going to do at halftime? But anyways, it's not looking good.
Well, little perspective. I think, and I was one of the people, I even last week before this weekend's game even brought up the idea, just for fun, of the Browns have a chance of sniffing the playoffs this year. They could have easily been 5-0. They were all very close games, but they totally laid an egg against the Chargers. Just looking at the statistics, Philip Rivers went 11 of 20, which is not, I mean, that's not that great, but he's known for his passing. The Chargers are known to be a passing team. Philip Rivers only made 20 attempts, so they found something and exploited it in the Browns.
The running game.
Running defense, yeah.
So, anyways, I had, you know, the Browns beating the Chargers. I figured that'd be a win. And I had, since the Buccaneers' defense was so good, I've got them as a loss for the, you know, the Buccaneers is a loss. But they're saying, you know, with their defenses, they got a lot of injuries and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to the Browns. They've got a lot of injuries. They said that they got like two or three linebackers or backfield, defensive backs out, linebackers, defensive backs and stuff like that.
And receivers.
The receivers, too. We're working second and third string receivers, and they're going down. So it doesn't look good, and it's still the offensive line. I mean, he was sacked 5 times.
Yeah.
So, and then Mayfield hurt his ankle, and they said later on in the game that the defensive players were going for his ankles.
Yeah,
and that one guy was successful. On after he went down, fall on his ankle. So they're thinking that they held Mayfield into the pocket and didn't let him go side from side. So he had to step up in the pocket. And once he stepped up into the pocket, him being so short, he could not see the receivers. Because his offensive linemen and the opposing defensive linemen were too tall and he couldn't see the receivers. So he needs to go side to side and not up in the pocket to avoid the sack. And he goes, Tampa Bay's going to see what the Chargers did, keep him in the pocket.
Yep.
And they go, you know, everybody's going to see that, as a weakness. And then they double-team Landry, so he couldn't get any passes. I mean, they threw to him 9 times, and he was only able to catch 2 because he was double-teamed. And the rookies, you know, they couldn't break open the other wide receivers. So they think it's a spiral from here on down, and they only might win 2 or 3, you know, maybe 1 or 2 games more this season. So that's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and we can talk some Browns football if you would like. I looked a couple of days ago at the Browns schedule. They are coming up on a particularly tough part of their schedule. So if you want to talk some Browns football, We can do that. If you don't, that's fine. Give me a call and let me know. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Oh. So they got the Chiefs, the Steelers, and the Falcons, I guess. They got a tough... Of the next four games, they're thinking the Buccaneers is the only one they can win.
Well, the Chiefs are... they're a good team. They got a fantastic offense. Problem is they give up a lot of points, too. So the Chiefs are... vulnerable. The Buccaneers, they got off to a tremendous start this season. There's always the Steelers, and the Browns are, they got a lot to prove before they'll ever be favored, in that. And, Atlanta, I don't know how they're doing so far this season, but they still have, Matt Ryan, so, they got a tough month ahead of them.
Yeah, they're scoring a lot of points, but the other teams are outscoring them.
Yeah.
And then with our, linebackers and cornerbacks going down, they're gonna, you know, exploit that weakness. So, I'll let you get some other callers.
All right, it's a quarter after 10. We do have open phones until 11. If you'd like to talk about the Browns or some football or sports, we can certainly do that. High school football Friday night. It is Cambridge at Riverview. Riverview now 4-4 on the season, and Cambridge has struggled. Airtime is 6:30 Friday night. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. You can catch all the action right here on WTNS. It is a quarter after 10, and we have another caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. I'm just calling to remind everybody up in your area of the woods, they need to go to that meeting tomorrow if they want to keep their clean drinking water. I hope they realize this is a very serious thing, and they need to go stand together as a group and fight this dumping pit that they're wanting to do, because it will infiltrate the water system. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe next year, but it's going to do that. And we're going to be messed up just like a lot of the places out west have got to buy their water and put it in huge big tanks in order to have water. I'm just calling to remind everybody up there, get to that meeting and save your water. That's all I have to say, Mike.
All right. It's 16 minutes after 10 and 46 degrees downtown. We'll be back here in just a moment.
It's Digging Deeper with the Mosaic Company, the show where two agronomy experts take your questions about crop nutrition. Here are your hosts, Kurt Woolfolk and Ross Bender, senior agronomists from the Mosaic Company.
Hi, this is Kurt.
And this is Ross. And today we're answering the questions you sent us on social media.
This one comes in from Twitter. What's the best product on the market for boosting sulfur levels?
Boosting sulfur levels in a soil is actually a fairly difficult task, so we need to find a source that can keep it available for longer.
MicroEssentials with Fusion Technology contains two forms of sulfur, sulfate sulfur for early season crop needs, and elemental sulfur that takes time over the growing season for season-long sulfur availability to that plant.
Today, what we know is that our crops not only need greater quantities of nutrients, they need to be available for longer, and any practice you can use to keep that available for longer will help. MicroEssentials is a tool in the toolbox to help you do that.
Have any questions you want Kurt and Ross to tackle? Tweet to us at MicroEssentials on Twitter or send us a message on Facebook. And to learn more about smart crop nutrition, visit MicroEssentials.com.
Easy Payroll and Staffing in Newcomerstown has 70 positions to fill now for packaging, machine operators, and quality control. Shifts are from 5 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pay ranges from $8.30 to $10 per hour, depending on position, and lots of overtime is available. Get a start on your new job by visiting Easy Payroll and Staffing at 301 Enterprise Drive, Newcomerstown, or give them a call, 740-498-4700, extension 1160.
For winning Ohio Lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
There's coffee. Then there's the kind of great coffee you don't find every day. But wait, you can find it every day at McDonald's. And now any size hot coffee is just $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. It's coffee made with 100% Arabica beans, expertly roasted and brewed fresh. Yes, any size hot coffee is just $1, only on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu for a limited time only. At participating McDonald's, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. We offer sports-specific care plans tailored to each athlete's condition for optimum recovery. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
This Ion weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body on Otsego Avenue. If your vehicle has the unfortunate encounter with a deer, call the most recommended shop in town, H&H Auto Body, 622-8525.
There is a freeze watch in effect from late tonight through tomorrow morning, mostly sunny today. Highs in the lower 50s, and for tomorrow, mainly clear, lows in the lower 30s, and tomorrow sunny and cool with highs in the upper 40s. It is currently 46 degrees in Coshocton.
Better squeeze that lucky rabbit's foot. Check your horoscope and shake that lucky eight ball. Powerball is up to $345 million. That's $345 million. Take on the odds your way and play Powerball today. Powerball lottery cards are here. Buy your card at the store. Get the numbers on your phone, and we'll text you if you win. Learn more at OhioLottery.com.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Paul Keels here for Weaver Barnes. If your garage is shrinking by the day, Weaver Barnes can build a custom backyard structure to give you the space you need. Weaver Barnes backyard structures will accommodate tractors, bikes, toys, and more. They even build garages and cabins, and best of all, you get to pick the options and features that you desire. Go to WeaverBarnes.com and check out their incredible structures online and to take advantage of current October specials. Say goodbye to clutter and say hello to Weaver Barnes. WeaverBarnes.com.
This lost and found pet information is brought to you by Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home. A female Collie Lab, tan and white by the name of Maya, was lost in the Township Road 176 area. Phone number is 575-6947 or 575-5670. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home. 10:21 is the time. We do have open phone lines up until 11 this morning, and I'd like to hear from you. Let's see what happened on this date back through history. Today is Wednesday, October the 17th. It's the 290th day of 2018. There are 75 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history: on October the 17th, 1933, Albert Einstein arrived in the United States as a refugee from Nazi Germany. On this date in 1610, French King Louis XIII, age 9, was crowned at Reims 5 months after the assassination of his father, Henry IV. On this date in 1777, British forces under General John Burgoyne surrendered to American troops in Saratoga, New York, in a turning point of the Revolutionary War. In 1807, Britain declared it would continue to reclaim British-born sailors from American ships and ports, regardless of whether they held U.S. citizenship. In 1931, mobster Al Capone was convicted in Chicago of income tax evasion, sentenced to 11 years in prison. Capone was released in 1939. In 1939, Frank Capra's comedy drama Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, starring James Stewart as an idealistic junior U.S. senator, had its premiere in the nation's capital. In 1941, the U.S. destroyer Kearney was damaged by a German torpedo off the coast of Iceland. 11 people died. On this date in 1967, Pu Yi, the last emperor of China, died in Beijing at age 61. In 1973, Arab oil-producing nations announced they would begin cutting back oil exports to Western nations and Japan. The result was a total embargo that lasted until March 1974. On this date in 1979, Mother Teresa of India was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. In 1989, an earthquake measuring 7.1 on the Richter scale struck Northern California, killing 63 people and causing $6 billion worth of damage. On this date in 1992, Japanese exchange student Yoshi Hattori was fatally shot by Rodney Pierce in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after Hattori and his American host mistakenly knocked on Pierce's door while looking for a Halloween party. Pierce was acquitted of manslaughter, but was ordered a civil trial to pay more than $650 to Hattori's family. In 2000, the New York Yankees followed the Mets into the World Series, beating the Seattle Mariners 9-7 and winning the American League Championship Series 4-2. 10 years ago, Wall Street ended a tumultuous week that turned out to be its best in 5 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 127 points, closing at 8852.22, but turned in the strong week because of two huge days of gains, a record 936-point jump the previous Monday, and an increase of 401 points on Thursday. That was 10 years ago. Also, 10 years ago, Four Tops frontman Levi Stubbs died in Detroit at age 72. 5 years ago, the government reopened its doors hours after President Barack Obama signed a bipartisan congressional measure passed the night before to end a 16-day partial shutdown. The Boston Red Sox edged the Detroit Tigers 4-3 for a 3-2 lead in the American League Championship Series. 1 year ago, just hours before President Donald Trump's latest travel ban was due to take effect, a federal judge in Hawaii blocked most of the ban, saying it suffered from the same flaws as the previous version. U.S.-backed Syrian forces gained control of the northern city of Raqqa, which was once the heart of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. Today's birthdays: actress Marsha Hunt is 101, actress Julie Adams is 92, country singer Earl Thomas Conley turns 77 today, singer Jim Seals of Seals and Crofts turns 76, singer Gary Puckett is 76, actor Michael McKean 71 today, actor George Wendt is 70, actor-singer Bill Hudson is 69. Astronaut Mae Jemison is 62. Country-singer Alan Jackson, 60 years old today. Movie critic Richard Roper turns 59. Movie director Rob Marshall is 58 today. Actor Grant Shawd turns 58. Animator Mike Judge is 56 years old today, known for the creator of Beavis and Butthead, as well as King of the Hill. Rock singer-musician Fred LeBlanc is 55 today. Actor-comedian Norm Macdonald is 55. Reggae singer Ziggy Marley, 50 years old today. Actor Wood Harris is 49. Singer Wyclef Jean is 49 today. World Golf Hall of Famer Ernie Els turns 49. Rapper Eminem is 46. Rock musician Sergio Andrade is 41. Actress Felicity Jones, 35 today. Actor Chris Lowell is 34. And actor DJ Daniels is 30 years old today. Thought for today comes from Dorothy Thompson, American journalist who lived from 1894 to 1961. Dorothy Thompson, in her quote, "The thinking of a genius does not proceed logically. It leaps with great ellipses. It pulls knowledge from God knows where. The thinking of a genius does not proceed logically. It leaps with great ellipses. And it pulls knowledge from God knows where." It is 10:28. Phone lines are open till 11 o'clock this morning. If there's anything in this date in history that piques your interest, to give me a call. If you want to talk about our economy or the stock market, give me a call. If you'd like to talk sports, I'm always up for that. You know, travel, movies, music. The phone lines are all open. If you want to talk about the weather or if there's something completely different that you'd like to bring up, I'd like to hear from you.
This is Anthony
and Joanne from Little Cupboard and Furniture.
Do you need a place to get away from your parents and relax in peace and quiet?
Well, bring your mom and dad to Wilson Carpet and Furniture and show them the room package.
They can fix up any room in the house with the room package.
And won't be mad they spent too much money.
Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
Coshocton Environmental and Community Awareness would like to remind our community that the Ohio EPA will hold a public hearing concerning the Buckeye Brine Injection Well permits on Thursday, October 18th at 6 p.m. at the Coshocton High School. Some of the concerns we are faced with are our property values, our air, our water, our family's health now and for future generations. If these issues touch home with you, then Seeker urges you to attend the Ohio EPA's public hearing on the re-permitting of these injection wells to show your opposition, enter testimony and comments, and ensure that our voices are heard. For more information, go to SeekerAware.org.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
It's week 9 of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio, it's taking you to the game.
Gets the snap, straight back to throw. Looks over the middle of the field. It is caught. Touchdown, Riverview.
Friday night's broadcast has Cambridge at Riverview. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30. Kickoff at 7. We will also keep you updated on all the other area football games. Hear all the action right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at WTNSradio.com.
The quarterback Hunger tries to sneak it. He is.
Signal. Touchdown.
It is a touchdown. He snuck it in.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
John Stashower, the Dodgers had not won an extra inning game at home in the postseason since 1978. They scored last night in the first inning and then not again until the 13th when Cody Bellinger, who had been benched, he'd come in 1-for-21 in this postseason, delivered the game-winning single, scoring Manny Machado. Dodgers beat the Brewers 2-1. The NLCS is tied at 2. Earlier, the Red Sox won 8-2 at Houston. They pulled away with 5 in the 8th off Roberto Osuna. Jackie Bradley Jr., who had the big 3-run double in Game 2, this time had a grand slam. The Sox lead the series 2-1. And the Celtics opened up with a win over Philadelphia, 105-87. Jason Tatum scored 23. Later, 32 points for Steph Curry, 27 from Kevin Durant. Warriors over OKC, 108-100. NBC Sports Radio.
Not many things scare me, kid. Vampires, werewolves, children, not one bit. But you know what does scare me? Downtime, inefficiency, scares the living daylights out of me. That's why I use Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial supplies. Plus, they've got the inventory management solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Lynda.com is here, so what is it, and is it right for you? Join the Coshocton Public Library on Wednesday, October 17th, or on Wednesday, October 24th, from 6 to 6:30 p.m., or 7 to 7:30 p.m., for an interactive tour of Lynda.com. Registration is required for these events and can be completed online or by calling the library at 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
State election officials say nearly a million absentee ballots have been requested ahead of the November 6th general election. The Ohio Secretary of State's office says 910,982 voters requested an absentee ballot as of October the 10th, and 42,470 have been cast by mail or in person. The office said Tuesday that 4 years ago at this time, 722,498 voters requested absentee ballots, with 49,306 cast by mail or in person. Officials say 7,914 military and overseas voters have requested an absentee ballot this year, with 1,176 cast compared to 2,421 ballots requested and 363 cast in 2014. Voters will choose a new governor, decide a U.S. Senate race, and other state and federal races, and a vote on a statewide drug sentencing issue. So that's a lot of absentee ballots, nearly a million. And what is the population of Ohio? About 12 million, maybe a little bit more than that. I haven't checked recently. So the phone lines are open, and we can talk about the November 6th general election. We can talk about the Cleveland Browns or the Buckeyes, Nick Bosa. And Buckeyes fans, we look at it purely from a perspective of, well, this is going to hurt the Buckeyes football team. Gives them a less of a chance to win. Bosa was a junior. I would have likely declared for the NFL draft at the end of this season. But until yesterday, we were hoping that he'd be back and ready to play for the big games towards the end of the season. And now we learn that that's not going to happen. He's withdrawing from Ohio State to prepare himself for the NFL draft. And there are still those that think he might be drafted number one anyway. So we can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open. We can talk about anything that came up on this date in history. It was in 1979. Mother Teresa of India was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And what else do we have here? Oh, that might be of interest to you. Well, give me a call. We can talk about the weather. We can talk. We had a caller that brought up the Ohio EPA hearing on a Class 1 permit. So that will be held at Coshocton High School tomorrow evening at 6. So we'll have coverage and information following that hearing. And what else do we have here? A few nasty things in the news today. How about this? Facebook says that anyone who takes out a British political ad on the social media platform will now be forced to reveal their identity in a bid to increase transparency and curb misinformation. The company said Tuesday that it will require any British political advertisement to carry a disclaimer explaining who paid for it. Now, we have those disclaimers on ads here in the United States, radio and TV. I don't know if they have to do so on Facebook or not. The story goes on. Other data on the ad buyers, such as the budget and number of people reached, will be archived for 7 years in a publicly accessible database. Facebook users can also flag for review any unlabeled ad. If it's deemed political, the company will take it down and add it to the database. The company is already applying a similar system in the United States, which is holding midterm elections this year, and Brazil, which held a general vote this month. And the things that are circulated via Facebook and social media are having more and more impact on everything that we do, not just how we vote or what rhetoric or ammo to use against our political enemies, but, you know, what to cook for dinner and just about everything. And a lot of them are the Facebook memes. I am a fan. The ones I like, everybody uses Facebook in their own way. Everybody has their own set of pet peeves about how other people use it. But I am a fan of original Facebook content. If somebody's going to express an opinion, I would rather see them just express their opinion versus pass along a meme or somebody else's. If somebody's going to show a picture of food, I want it to be a picture that they took themselves. So give me a call. Let me know what you think. We can talk about Facebook, social media, and the impact that it has. We have open phone lines all the way up till 11 o'clock this morning. And Facebook, which I, you know, I'm a Facebook user, consumer. I don't use it for work very often, but it's interesting. Some people's Facebook persona is pretty much in alignment to how you know them in what I'll call the real world. Other times, it seems like two different people. The people that you know, that you talk to face-to-face, and the person that you see on social media. So, just a thought, something else that we can talk about this morning. Certainly just a suggestion, so give me a call. We've got the apple butter stirring coming up this weekend, the fall foliage and farm tour, and I've only missed one or two in the past 22, 24 years. Something that my kids and I always enjoyed doing together. So what about you? Give me a call. Again, these are just suggestions. If you have something different to bring up, I'd like to hear from you.
When planning your next meal, think Domino's. With our $5.99 mix and match deal, it couldn't be any easier. Pick any two or more of these delicious options: medium two-topping pizzas, eight-piece wings, eight-piece boneless chicken, specialty chicken, penne pastas, oven-baked sandwiches, stuffed cheesy bread, or a marble cookie brownie. All these great options are only $5.99 when you buy two or more. Take advantage today and stop by 604 South 2nd Street or call 740-622-9345 or in Newcomers Town at 498-4131.
Our drinking water was at risk. Washington bureaucrats tried to dump contaminated sediment from the Cuyahoga into Lake Erie. It would have damaged our water quality, put our health and our jobs at risk. But Bob Gibbs stopped them because he puts Ohio families first. A farmer and small businessman, Bob Gibbs took on the special interests in Washington. He's reducing regulations to create new jobs in Ohio. And Bob Gibbs cut taxes because he believes families should keep more of what they earn. He voted to make health insurance more accessible and affordable. And Bob Gibbs protected every patient with pre-existing conditions so they can get the care they need. Republican Bob Gibbs for Congress. Making a difference. Standing strong for Ohio families.
I'm Bob Gibbs, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bob Gibbs for Congress. Approved by Bob Gibbs.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Teens will no longer have to travel to Columbus to experience an escape room. Coshocton Public Library will be hosting a room at West Lafayette Branch Library on October 18th. And two opportunities at the Coshocton Library on October 29th. Not sure what an escape room is? Inspired by Escape the Room-style video games, it's a physical adventure game in which players use clues, puzzles, and strategy to unveil an escape. Do you have what it takes? Space is limited. Call to register. For more information, phone us at 1-800-236-0956 or check us out online at www.coshocton library.org.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. It has no cure. Parkinson's is not limited to how a person moves. It can also cause symptoms like depression, fatigue, and impaired speech. Today, there is a new diagnosis every 9 minutes, though Parkinson's can be present for years before being diagnosed. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure. For more than 50 years, APDA has funded pioneering research and provided critical support to those affected by Parkinson's. Visit APDAoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. www.noattacks.org. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Everybody buckle up, buckle up, buckle up, buckle up.
Everybody
buckle up, buckle up, buckle up. Everybody buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, can we get some ice cream?
Everybody, buckle up.
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but remember, you're in control. Stand firm. Only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well, gosh, we're having a slow hour here with the open phones. Give me a call and let me know what's on your mind today. We did hear earlier in the AP News, this is from the Pop Culture Department, the puppeteer who has played Big Bird on Sesame Street is retiring after nearly 50 years on the show. Carol Spinney tells the New York Times that Thursday will be his last day on the program, which he joined from the start in 1969. In addition to Big Bird, the 84-year-old was also Oscar the Grouch. Spinney says, "I always thought how fortunate for me that I got to play the two best Muppets." Spinney says the physical requirements of performing the characters had become difficult, and he has developed problems with his balance. He stopped doing the puppeteering for Big Bird in 2015, and now only provides the voices for him, and Oscar, his apprentice, Matt Vogel, will succeed him in the Big Bird role. He also plays Kermit the Frog. So the phone lines are open to talk about Sesame Street and the Muppets. And the thing is, when Jim Henson passed away many, many years ago, it took us a while to get used to the voice of the Muppets. It just didn't sound quite right. Some are fairly easy to duplicate. Kermit the Frog here. But there are some others, like Oscar the Grouch, that perhaps are not. So we can talk about the Muppets if you would like, and Sesame Street, and a long, long-running children's program. So what have been some of the best programs over the years for little kids? Occasionally, kids programming is controversial for a number of reasons. So, I'm trying to think of some examples. Yeah, how Sesame Street portrays different social issues. And when you enter social issues into the equation, there are certainly a lot of differing opinions on those. So what have been some of the greatest kids programs of all time? Can you remember the first television show that you got hooked on as a little kid? There were some shows like Teletubbies that was geared towards the wee little kids. And well, there was some controversy surrounding Teletubbies with Jerry Falwell. What are some of the other TV shows for the wee little ones? There was Romper Room and Barney the Dinosaur. So we can talk about that if you'd like. Again, just a suggestion. If there's something different that you want to bring up, but give me a call and let me know. 740-622-1560. The first one that I remember really getting into, I just loved watching Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Green Jeans and Mr. Moose and Bunny Rabbit. So what about you? It's 10 minutes until 11 o'clock. The phone lines are open. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. I'll be back right after this.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come in now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months on hardworking Rangers, the legendary Sportsman ATVs, and high-performance Razors. See Valley ATV Polaris on Jellaway Road in Danville, where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy, or go to valleyatv.com.
Offer valid in U.S. through 10/31/18 on select new 2015 through 2019 vehicles. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. If you are considering selling your property, simply give me a call. If you have questions about the whole marketing process, simply give me a call. If you would like a fair market appraisal of your property, simply give me a call. Remember, there is no substitute for a good, experienced, professional real estate agent. Just give me a call. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. Remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
8 minutes now until 11 o'clock, and let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm calling about if people bought the Roku, you can buy that up at Walmart. It's $222 just for the thing you hook up to your TV. And you can get all kinds of Christian, movies that are good and clean. They don't have bad words in them. And there's a lot of children's programs on there, good, clean things that, you know, that are seen, made sure that they're not going to offend any child or an adult, you know. And that's the best thing I know. I've got it myself. And it costs a little bit each month, but you pay it through the cable system. You just go over there and pay it. You have to be hooked to cable or, you know, one of the tower, you know, or dishes or something. But that's the best way to go, and it is cheaper than just regular cable. And they give you, they'll give you paper showing all the things that, I mean, you can pick out what you want to have on there. You can get that over at the cable company. And they give you 10 extra ones besides the, there's some free, you know, and then there's 10 extra ones. And that is a good thing to do for your children and adult people that are offended by the things. Now, some things, you got to be careful what you do. There is some things on Roku, you know, that. But if you watch the one called PureFlex, you're not going to get any of that. But you get all the other stuff, too, you know. But you have to choose. But as far as the children's things on there, if you push PureFlex, why, you get the good, clean things for your kids. Just thought I'd tell you about that.
Well, there are a lot more. It seems like I hear about a new one about every other day, options that people have as far as their home entertainment. Until recently, our only choices were Dish or one of the satellite networks or cable. And now that there are a lot of other different alternatives like the one that you mentioned, and that I guess depends on what you consider a few a good value, how much you watch your television, and what types of things that you like to watch. But it sounds like that one is working for you.
Yeah, I've been watching the Beverly Hillbillies, and I mean, you get all that kind of stuff on there, the old shows, you know. I mean, they change constantly too. You end up getting a lot of different things, things you used to watch when you was kids, you know, and really enjoyed. So all that stuff's coming back, Bonanza and different things that way. So that is what I would recommend.
Well, I'm glad it's working for you.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. It is 10:55, the Beverly Hillbillies. And that was one of those shows. I had a friend I was talking to last week about some of those old shows that were on Channel 61 and Channel 43 out of Cleveland. And other channels as well, you know, Beverly Hillbillies. Green Acres was one. I don't know why I watched that show. It had really an oddball quality to it. Even the premise was kind of weird, Green Acres. But remember Johnny Sacco and his giant robot? And the one I really loved was Ultraman. And it was just usually about the same plot each week. With both of those shows, a giant monster or creature of equal size threatens some random Japanese city, and Johnny Sacco's giant robot or Ultraman spring into action and defeat the other creature. But there was one on one Ultraman, and that show actually did come to an end. A lot of series just leave things open-ended. Ultraman died in his final episode. Remember that? So anyway, we can talk about that. We just have a couple of minutes left, but maybe about some of those old TV shows or all the different options that we have today for home entertainment. And I got to tell you, even though I'm in the communications business, that it's difficult to be able to sort through all of the options and what the costs are and what are the extras and what's the equipment that you need for it and base that on what I like to watch. I have television on quite a bit, and computer and radio at home. The deal breaker for me has always been sports. Got to have sports. Got to have ESPN, and have to have access to the Buckeyes and the Browns and the Indians. So 10:57 is the time, and I'll be back one more time right after this.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State heads to West Lafayette, Indiana this Saturday to take on Purdue.
Hans Weber straight ahead, pounds it into the end zone for another touchdown. Mike Weber for Ohio State on a three-yard carry to the end zone. Hands it Dobbins, gives it on a reverse Campbell, running right side to the Maryland 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Campbell on a touchdown of 24 yards on a run. Paris Campbell increasing Ohio State's lead.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 6 p.m.
People all over the country join AmeriCorps Vista to build their community while they build their career.
AmeriCorps Vista provides a huge network with a lot of different opportunities, so you can find the position that works for you. It's a great opportunity to meet friends. It's a great opportunity to learn job skills.
AmeriCorps Vista members address poverty through economic development, education, youth mentorship, and more.
What motivated me to join AmeriCorps Vista was really just being able to give back to the community which I represent.
We can all kind of work together, work to our strengths, and create this network.
That allows me to be giving back to the community. We are allowing our next generation to be sustained.
Learn how you can build your community and your career at AmeriCorps.gov/Vista. That's AmeriCorps.gov/Vista.
That is going to wrap up our Communication Lines program today. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening. I want to thank Mike Jacob, Emily Marison, and Ryan Medley for joining us today, talking about the Fall Foliage and Farm Tour, which is coming up this Saturday and Sunday in the northeast quadrant of Coshocton County.